How about the following sounds? How do they differ in relation to where and how they are made? How about t, f, and g? They're made in different places in the mouth. T is your tongue touching the space just behind your teeth in an area known as the alveolar ridge. And th, this is a labiodental. What that means is it's the top of your teeth connecting with the bottom lip to make that sound. And g, do you need your lips when you make g? No, g is made at the back of your mouth. In all of these cases, the airflow wants to go out, and in some way you constrain it or you stop it. In the next column you have t and d and s and z, p and b. All of these the combinations, t and d, they're made in the same place. S and z are made in the same place. P and b are made in the same place. The difference is that one is voiced and the other one is voiceless. That is, in d, z, and b, they are voiced, which means that your vocal cords vibrate, whereas they do not with the other ones. And how about m and b? How do they differ? M, b. Well, in the case of m, the airflow comes out of your nose and not out of your mouth.